Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levin.
What do you do when someone does the right thing for the wrong reasons? What are we to think about the firing, the quite dramatic firing of the FBI director, James Comey, by the President of the United States, Donald Trump? Just as Comey was gearing up his investigation into whether or not the President of the United States and or his campaign team was conspiring with one of our greatest enemies, Vladimir Putin of Russia, to commit espionage and in fact treason against the United States to rig an election. It's clearly something that has troubled lots of people. And I want to be very clear at the outset that I have little doubt of the reasons why Donald Trump and Attorney General Sessions took this action. I think it was designed, yes, to disrupt the Russia investigation. I also think it will fail. But I do want to talk about in this show the comparisons between this and the Saturday Night Massacre, when Richard Nixon fired his special prosecutor, and actually when his attorney general refused to do it, he fired his attorney general and his deputy attorney general. But also I want to talk more about Jim Comey and why I think he should have been fired. Now, that's a controversial position. Some of this comes down to questions of sort of ultimate ethics and situational ethics, and I think it's important that we remind ourselves how we got here. Because having read Ron Rosenstein's letter, he's the current deputy attorney general, a career prosecutor, and one, and I've looked him up, one who was highly recommended by both Republicans and Democrats. His letter is very persuasive. Now, don't get me wrong. I still think Trump is doing this for the wrong reasons, for actually nefarious reasons. But that doesn't mean that it was wrong to fire Jim Comey. In fact, he should have been fired last year. He should have been fired by President Obama. All because of what he did to Hillary Clinton and how it ended up changing the course of history. One man is the reason, among several reasons, but the reason why Donald Trump, and not Hillary Clinton, is President of the United States. I first came to Washington 17 years ago because, 16 and a half years ago, because another one person chose the President of the United States against the will of the American people. We Democrats, when times look dire, should always remind ourselves that over the last 24 years, we have won 6 out of 7 presidential elections. The Democrats have won the majority of the popular vote, or at least more votes than the second place candidate, 6 out of 7 times, 20 out of 24 years, the only exception being George Bush's re-election in 2004. But twice now in that 24-year period, one person has overturned an American election. Well, the first example, obviously, was back in 2000, when Justice Scalia decided that he didn't want to count the votes in Florida. Indeed, he wrote in his opinion, counting the votes in Florida would damage the legitimacy of George Bush's claim to be president. Much like any time you count the votes, it damages the legitimacy of the loser. Indeed, it wouldn't damage George Bush's legitimacy at all if he had won the election in Florida and in the United States. Now, critics will be quick to point out, Mark, it wasn't just Scalia. There were four others on the court as well, and that's true. Each of them also individually changed the course of history by installing George Bush as president against the will of the American people, and in that respect, actually even against the Electoral College, since, by all accounts, Gore won Florida. But the point is that one person did change the course of history, one, any one of those five justices, and I just picked Scalia as an example, is the reason why Al Gore did not become our president. Similarly, Jim Comey is the reason why Hillary Clinton did not become our president. He's not the only reason. Vladimir Putin, almost assuredly, is the reason. There are lots of reasons. One could talk about Hillary Clinton's campaign. But the campaign was so close, with the margins decided by less than 1%, that there can be no doubt that among many single reasons why Hillary Clinton didn't win, one of them was Jim Comey. Now, if he was doing the right thing, there's nothing wrong with what he did, if he was doing his job. What was Jim Comey's job? And it bears repeating, and I'm absolutely going to get into the reasons why he was fired, the improper way that Donald Trump is trying to hide from the Russia investigation. All of that I agree with, and I promise you I'll get there, and I promise you I'll agree with you there, and I very much support the hiring of a special prosecutor and an independent investigation into Russia and a person to lead the FBI of unimpeachable integrity. Trust me, I'm getting there. But in terms of Comey, what he did was indefensible. It was illegal. It was certainly unethical. And it was a violation, really, of some basic due process, some basic ways that we as Americans think about how we view the law. We Americans believe in innocent until proven guilty. And a prosecutor who obtains information that is not public by force, what is a subpoena? A subpoena is by compulsion. It's by force. And the only reason we get it under the Fourth Amendment to our Constitution is if we have probable cause to believe a crime has been committed. The minute there is no probable cause to believe a crime has been committed, the prosecutor has no more reason to have access, even access, to confidential information. So Comey got the information. He thought a crime may have been committed. He determined that no crime had been committed, that no reasonable prosecutor could possibly think that a crime had been committed. And then he proceeded thereafter to comment on the evidence that he had no right to even view at that point. The investigation was closed. That's a terrible violation of ethics. He did it in July, and then we all know what happened in October. In fact, we found out more of what happened in October, 11 days before the election. It has now been determined that that whole cache of emails, except two, but the thousands of emails that Huma Abedin had managed to land on her husband's computer were not even put there by Huma Abedin. It was a backup function of her BlackBerry phone. They had all, every single one, except two, thousands of those emails had all been read by the FBI before. They were exactly what they found before. They found emails not marked as classified that would, they believe, retroactively be marked as classified, sent by someone authorized to view classified material, Hillary Clinton, to someone else authorized to view classified material, Huma Abedin, through a server that, while unauthorized, there was no evidence it was ever hacked, unlike, say, the State Department servers or the DNC servers. We now know there were only two emails that Huma Abedin actually manually sent to her husband, and both of them were unclassified. There's no there there. There never was a there there. And yet, just this week, Jim Comey was testifying, claiming there are hundreds and thousands of emails that Huma Abedin sent to her husband. Oops, wrong, no. In fact, on the morning he was fired, he was already issuing a correction for his misstatement under oath to Congress. You think that someone who had been pilloried properly for what he did would at least have known the facts of that situation. I urge everyone to read Rod Rosenstein's memo. Now, Rod Rosenstein is the Deputy Attorney General. He is number two under Jeff Sessions. He was approved by 94-6 in the Senate. And I really looked carefully at his background. This is a guy who worked under Clinton and Bush and Obama. He was actually chosen by Bush, but he was well-respected in Maryland, and both state senators, both United States senators, I should say, from Maryland, good Democrats, heartily approved of him. I'm not inclined at the moment to believe that Rod Rosenstein acted any way other but the very persuasive thing in his memo. He describes in detail, and it's well worth reading. In fact, I'll post it in Facebook so you can read it in the break. He describes how prosecutors, Democrats and Republicans, the one thing that everyone agrees on is Jim Comey should never, never have thrown his opinion, which, as I point out, he didn't even have a right to express, in the middle of an investigation. And then he compounded it by, I mean, right before an election. And then he compounded it by saying that he would have done the same thing again in a very arrogant way. He did that just last week. And he was dead wrong. And had he remained in office, I think it would have set a terrible precedent that you could, yes, talk about an investigation in ways that violate longstanding guidelines and ethics of the Justice Department and the FBI, and do so in a way that you know is going to influence an election. And after all, Jim Comey did it, right? So the real answer is, well, Mark, why didn't President Obama fire him in July or October? And if you listen to my show, we confronted that question. I think Obama should have. But I recognize, I'm no dummy, I recognize that had that happened at the time, Republicans would have cried holy hell. They would have, might have burned trash cans, gone out in the streets. They would have accused Obama of a cover-up, even though Obama was doing the, would have been doing the right thing under the law in firing a renegade FBI director that wasn't following the rules, and important rules to protect due process, to protect all of us. So Obama got scared of right-wing rhetoric. I understand it. I don't approve of it, but I understand it. And he didn't do anything. And then Comey apparently was scared of right-wing rhetoric, and he did the wrong thing in October, and his antics actually changed the course of history, changed the election. J. Edgar Hoover, for all the horrible things that he did, including spying on Martin Luther King, terrible things. There's a long history of horrible things Hoover did. But he didn't swing an election the way Comey did. So Comey, I think, had to go. But you say, well, why didn't Trump fire him at the beginning? Because I don't think Trump wants to do the right thing. Of course that would have been the right thing, but that's not why Trump fired him. We all know why Trump fired him. Trump fired him because he didn't want Comey examining the investigation, investigating the collusion between the Trump team and the Russians to rig the election again. How ironic is that? They fired the guy who rigged the election, who was investigating whether the president rigged the election. But see, I think this firestorm is actually a good thing. I think the more we complain about it, the more likely that Rod Rosenstein, that same official who I'm not willing to say has gone off the deep end, I'm not willing to say that he is compromised, although I'm certainly willing to say the same thing. Certainly his boss is, Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, certainly Trump is. But Rod Rosenstein has to decide whether to hire a special prosecutor. And he should. And I think that's where our attentions need to be directed. I'll come back to that after the break. Call in if you want, 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levin. Got a bunch of people on the line. I promise I will get your calls after the half-hour break at 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. When Donald Trump decided to fire Jim Comey yesterday afternoon, it hit Washington like a lead balloon. I was at actually a fundraiser for helping Virginia House Democrats, and people had just heard about it on the news, and they told me about it, and people were rightly very concerned. Who would Trump hire in his place? Why now? Why the timing now? And to be clear, I 100% believe that Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, fired him for nefarious reasons. In fact, according to the New York Times, Comey had just now, just I guess yesterday, added in his request to the same deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, who was overseeing Jim Comey's investigation, given that the attorney general, Jeff Sessions, had recused himself. He had just sent him requests for more money, for more manpower. He needed to investigate the Russia thing. It was very complicated. He needed more money. And we don't know from the New York Times article whether or not Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein acceded to Jim Comey's request or not. Jim Comey was fired that same day. Jeff Sessions clearly does not have clean hands on this. Why was he involved in this? He's Attorney General of the United States, but he was supposed to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Attorney General Sessions could have said, all right, fire Comey except for this investigation, which I've decided to recuse myself for. Then Comey could spend full time on the investigation. I actually would have been okay with that. And Donald Trump's letter saying, remember how you told me I wasn't under investigation three times, Attorney General, Jim Comey? Methinks he doth protest too much. Why is Donald Trump talking about Russia, even in his letter of firing? When Rod Rosenstein makes clear that Comey was being fired because of how he treated Hillary Clinton. So the timing, to say it's suspect, is an understatement. And to say that Donald Trump cared about Hillary Clinton is, of course, ridiculous. Donald Trump praised Jim Comey for handing him the election on a silver platter. Donald Trump led chants of lock her up, even though Hillary Clinton was fully exonerated, completely exonerated. By Jim Comey, who said no reasonable prosecutor would possibly bring this kind of an action. And then, what we now know were two unclassified emails that Huma Abedin sent to her husband's computer to be printed for that, which Comey said if he hadn't turned that over, it would have been catastrophic, he said. For that, Donald Trump became our president. So I know that's not Trump's reason. I know that. It wasn't Sessions' reason either. Sessions himself had been talking to the Russians. Frankly, Sessions lied under oath at his confirmation hearing. Think he should be fired as well, but Donald Trump isn't considering that. All that being said, I'm glad Jim Comey's no longer there, and I know some of you disagree with me. I don't want a man who flagrantly violates the law running the FBI. I don't want that precedent being set. There are other good people in the FBI. There are people of unimpeachable integrity. People like Peter Fitzgerald, who worked under many administrations as a special prosecutor. There are other people out there, and it's up to us to demand that his seat be filled by one of them. This is Mark Levine. I'll be right back after this.
Back to the Aggressive Progressive, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, talking about the Comey firing. The way Jim Comey was fired was certainly, shall we say, unusual. First of all, the mere firing of an FBI director is unusual. FBI directors are put in office for 10 years on purpose. They're not supposed to be political. They're not supposed to be partisan. In only one other occasion had an FBI director ever been fired before. And that was by Bill Clinton of William Sessions, but that was for improprieties that Sessions had done, things like using assets of the FBI for personal reasons, things like that. This was really the only time an FBI director has truly been fired for policy reasons. And yes, I think it should have been done. I would like to find, though, a single Republican who agrees that Obama should have done it. But the method in which it was done, clearly wrong. Jim Comey, and the timing. Obviously, he could have been fired at the beginning of Trump's administration, or he could have been fired when the Inspector General report came out, detailing all the ways in which Comey was wrong, largely mirroring what the Deputy Attorney General's report said. And the method, well, Jim Comey wasn't even in town. Apparently, Donald Trump didn't know that because he has a pretty incompetent administration, but they went to his office to deliver a message, and Comey was in Los Angeles doing his job, talking to one of the largest field offices in the United States, the L.A. field office, about hiring, recruiting FBI agents. And apparently, while he is busy giving his speech, his aides hear on the news that he's been fired. Katie Turr writes, it was done to send a message. Katie Turr of NBC actually is quoting a former senior intelligence official who said, quote, it was done to send a message. It's like a horse head in the bed. The full quote, the way this was done, I think this was done to send a message to the FBI agents left behind. It's not just that they removed him. It's that they removed him in the most thuggish and humiliating way possible. No notice, no nothing, instant execution. The bodyguard delivers a letter to headquarters. I think that was designed to send a message. Cut this out or this will happen to you. This is like a horse head in the bed. That may well be true. In fact, I suspect it is true. Obviously, Trump does not want us to get close in the Russian investigation. But methinks, again, he doth protest too much. And what's interesting is I think these protestations are ultimately going to harm him in the end. When Richard Nixon fired Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox, and when his Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General refused to fire the Special Prosecutor, and he fired both of them, that sent a clear message to the American people. It led to the March for Impeachment. And by Trump, Rosenstein, again, I think had a solid reason to dismiss Comey. I think Comey was not just unfair to Hillary Clinton, but in essence helping to rig an election. He should have been fired for that. But by Trump mentioning Russia in his letter, methinks he doth protest too much. Clearly that was his goal. Apparently, the Trump administration had been pushing Comey to investigate the leaks in his department. And, well, Comey felt that actually analyzing whether or not the President of the United States and his team were in collusion with the Russians was more important. In fact, Donald Trump today is meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov. Couldn't think of a better a clearer example of bad timing, perhaps. So I'm proud of the firestorm, and I hope the firestorm leads to a special prosecutor. The special prosecutor who would be appointed, ironically, by none other than that same Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. And I think there's a chance he will do it. I think if we get out there and demand it, and members of Congress demand it, both Republicans and Democrats, and yes, some Republicans are demanding it now, and I think that Trump has to be under heavy pressure to appoint someone with unimpeachable integrity to be director of the FBI. It could be someone like Mueller, who was appointed by Bush and continued under Obama, and no one suggests that he was in any way, he's one of the few, actually, he had no scandals whatsoever, good FBI director. Someone like Peter Fitzgerald, who prosecuted both the Valerie Plame affair and delivered an indictment against Scooter Libby, and who went after local Democratic officials in Illinois, people like Blagojevich and Daley. This is a bipartisan guy. This is a guy who, just the facts, ma'am, kind of investigator that we want. There are people out there. I refuse to believe there's no one out there. I know there are people in the FBI, in the Justice Department, that are career prosecutors, career investigators that aren't political. They do exist. They may be rare, but they do exist, and they could be put there. Now, I know your concerns. Your concerns are, Mark, Trump has never done the right thing once. Why should we ever expect him to do that? And there are people that say, you know what? I hated Jim Comey. Jim Comey was wrong, but firing him now is terrible because Trump's going to put one of his cronies in there. And he may. If he does, that person has to get Senate confirmation. And we have to prevent three Republicans from voting for that confirmation. I actually think it's possible if we raise hell, if we show our willingness to take to the streets, if Trump appoints a crony, to actually get one of those honorable people in there rather than one of Trump's cronies. Now, maybe you think I'm dreaming. But at the end of the day, I'm not willing to say that a director of the FBI who broke the law and rigged an election and broke longstanding guidelines of fairness, should stay in office if only because his replacement might be worse. I'm just not willing to go there. But I respect you if you are, and I want to take some of your questions now. 888-48-MARK, 888-488-6275. Let's go to Shane on line two in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Shane, how are you? You still there, Shane?
We can check back in with him.
Did we lose Shane? All right, let's go to Ismael in Manassas, Virginia, line one. Ismael, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, sir. Mark, I respect you, but I disagree with you a little bit. And before I say anything, we need a march to impeach Donald Trump. We have to have a march. And I think the next FBI director is going to be Chris Christie. Mark my words. But I but
that's a scary thought.
I think so. But I disagree with you because Comey was caught between a rock and a hard place. I don't know if you remember that he was concerned about the FBI New York field office leaking the information. Okay, before he was able to get it out, and that's
true. You're talking about the Anthony Weiner laptop information. He was concerned about that, and you know what? He was wrong. Whatever they leak, he's got to do the right thing, and in this case, the right thing was to shut up and do the investigation, get that warrant. If he found something, disclose it. But of course, there was nothing to be found, and frankly, he shouldn't have expected anything to be found. But you're right. He made the wrong decision, but he was pushed by the threat of the leaks. I agree with you on that.
He was. And I really think that Mr. Goldstein really barked up the wrong tree in here. I mean, the priority is finding out this situation with Russia and Trump, whether it was collusion. That should be his number one priority. They could have dealt with Comey later. But I think the whole idea that he had to write that report is very suspicious and very suspect.
I'm very suspicious of Sessions. I'm very suspicious of Trump. I am not at this moment suspicious of the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein. I have looked really carefully at that letter. I've looked at his background. He'd been there 2 weeks. That's about as much time to write the letter. I actually think Rosenstein was on the up and up and actually was correct. I mean, if you read that letter, and I highly recommend that it be read, I'll post it in Facebook and on my website,
marklevintalk.com.
It's a very persuasive letter that shows that, this is a very dangerous thing for a prosecutor to do. And, of course, it was dangerous and it was wrong and it affected the election. So I'm not willing to criticize Rosenstein yet. Now, I do think Rosenstein has to appoint a special prosecutor. I think that's vital. I think we need an independent, bipartisan investigation into this Russia stuff. And I think we need an unimpeachable director of the FBI. So I'm ready to jump aboard the train the moment one of those three things doesn't happen. But I have no tears for Jim Comey. None. He deserves to be fired.
Wasn't the priority, though, finding out this Russian collusion? That should be the number one priority for everybody in the FBI.
Well, I don't think the investigation will stop. I really don't. And I don't think that Comey was the investigation. The FBI is a large institution. It has good people in it. It has bad people in it. But I can tell you that there are lots of good people in the FBI that want to do the right thing by the law, that have no sympathies with Russia, and frankly have no particular sympathies with Trump. I do not think the investigation will end. If it does, and I'm proven wrong, I'll be the first to say something about it on the air. But I think it's going to continue. And I think that it may continue without Jim Comey at its head.
So what is the next step, in your opinion? What take me like 4 weeks from now?
Okay, there are three things I think have to occur.
Okay.
Number one, and they're separate, so they can occur at any time. One, I do think that we should raise enough of a furor, and I think it's been raised. I think people are really upset and should be. Enough that a special prosecutor will be appointed. And that's a decision to be made by the Deputy Attorney General. It would be made by the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, but he has recused himself because he was talking to the Russians and lying to Congress about himself. So it goes to the same guy, Rod Rosenstein. But again, I've been looking at his background, and even the two very Democratic senators of Maryland think he's an upstanding guy. He's worked for presidents, Democrats and Republicans. So I am not, and when I read what he wrote, it's all about how Comey was unfair to Hillary Clinton, and I couldn't disagree with that. Frankly, it's something I've been arguing for many months now. And I think it'd be hypocritical of me to say, well, leave Comey in place, even though he did the wrong thing, because I want the Russian investigation to continue, because I still think Comey did the wrong thing, and I think other people can do the investigation. But number one, he needs to appoint a special prosecutor, or at least make clear that he's pursuing this investigation himself. But I really think special prosecutor is the way to go. That's number one. Number two, we've got to have a director of the FBI that is not a Trump crony. It cannot be Chris Christie. It cannot be Rudy Giuliani. It could be someone like Peter Fitzgerald, someone like Bill Mueller, someone like Colin Powell, right, who served under George W. Bush but endorsed Barack Obama. The reason I have a little problem with Colin Powell is because he at least is a political person, even though he's been on both sides. I'd much rather have someone who's never been political, who's only been in law enforcement, someone who's been there for 20 years. Ironically, someone like Sally Yates would be perfect because she served five presidents over 27 years and was never seen as partisan in any way, shape, or form. In fact, she was appointed by a Republican. A lot of people don't know that. And she's prosecuted Democrats. People don't know that because she upheld the law in refusing the unconstitutional Trump Muslim ban, which she explained very well. Someone like her would be perfect. Not that I think Trump would appoint her, because I don't. But someone like her, they do exist and should be appointed. And the third thing that I think that has to happen is I think we need a bipartisan congressional investigation, a panel that's not controlled by the Republicans. Devin Nunes, even though he's recused himself, has shown that the House Intelligence Committee is determined to be partisan and can't be trusted. The Senate committee, I have to say, so far, Burr and my senator, Mark Warner, are doing an admirable job. I have not heard any complaints yet or anyone hiding the ball. If, in fact, Burr criticized the firing. So far, that may be the only one doing the right thing, but I do think a bipartisan investigation. So these are the things we need to demand. The one thing I do think this does is I think it puts Russia up in the stratosphere. If Trump thought that by firing Jim Comey, he was going to bury the Russia investigation, then he really doesn't understand American news. And he should, because by same thing with Nixon, the Saturday Night Massacre, by firing the special prosecutor, Nixon brought more attention, more opprobrium on what he was doing, more blame and more calls for impeachment. If Trump thought this would get people not to talk about Russia, well, then he was really stupid about it, because people are going to talk about it even more. And I think there's going to be tremendous pressure on people like Rod Rosenstein, people like the Republicans in the Senate who have to approve a new FBI director. The pressure will be enormous for them now to do the right thing, which is why I think so many Republicans, including John McCain, by the way, have called for a special prosecutor. And all we really need is three to gum up the Senate. So, frankly, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has been pretty strong on this score as well. So I'm a little more hopeful. Maybe some people think it's wrong of me to be a little more hopeful, but I can't let the original sin lie. Comey deserved to be fired. And
but not right now, though.
He should have been fired last year.
And
you know what? It'd be fine with me if they said fire him except for the Russian investigation. That would have been a very fair result if that could have happened. I agree with you the timing was suspect. I agree with you it was done for wrong reasons. I actually think, and this is just my analysis, I think Rosenstein did it for the right reasons, and I think that Rosenstein's memo was seen as an excuse to say, aha, Sessions and Trump said, aha, we're going to use this bureaucratic memo detailing all the wrong things he did to Hillary Clinton and to the country and use it as an excuse to fire Jim Comey. No question that's true. But
Can we trust Rosenstein?
I think we can. So far, I have no reason to think we can't. There is a really strong endorsement of him by Maryland. He's a former Attorney General of Maryland. He's from Baltimore. There's strong endorsement by the Democrats in Maryland of him. He was approved 94-6 by the Senate. I have no reason not to trust him at this point. Now, my opinion may change as circumstances change, but it appears, and particularly if you read the memo, he's pretty solid that Republicans and Democrats have solidly condemned Comey's treatment of Hillary Clinton. And, I think he's right. How can I object when this is something that I've been calling for almost a year now? But hey, thanks for your call. Thanks for your call. We'll see. Yeah. And you know, I'll be back the moment to condemn if there's a Chris Christie, oh my God, gets appointed. Whew. I'll lead the marches in the streets. We'll be right back right after this. Call in 888-488-MARK. Right back after this.
He's a Harvard economist and a Yale lawyer. He does not keep up with the Kardashians. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levin. I got 4 minutes to take three callers, so I'm going to ask you to be quick. Reggie, line three in Georgia, go.
I would just like to say that why did he fire James Comey a long time ago? But then again, why did he fire him in the first place?
You talking about Trump?
Yeah. Why did
Trump fired him because of the Russia investigation? I have no doubt about that. My problem is not with I don't disagree that he fired him for the wrong reasons. I think it was right that he go, not because of Russia, but because of what he did to Hillary Clinton. But no, clearly Trump has done so for the wrong reasons. Thanks for your call. Let me go to Liz, line one, Cape Cod. Hey, Liz.
Hey, how are you, Mark?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. So in 45's letter firing Comey, he said, "I'm glad you told me it on three separate occasions that I'm not under investigation." Do you know why that they included that?
Well, first of all, no one even knows if that's true. But even
no,
if it
no.
Is
but
true,
do you know why he included it in the letter? Two reasons. All right. The first reason is it's against the law for Trump to fire somebody if they're investigating him, and the second reason is because that way the Attorney General
Jeff
could
Sessions.
Get involved, because then he wouldn't be recused.
You know, it's interesting.
So that's why they put that in the letter.
I don't know that it's against the law for the president to fire someone investigating him. It's just really, really bad politically, as Richard Nixon learned.
No, I'm pretty sure it's against the law.
A special prosecutor. But he wouldn't have to put it in the memo. He wouldn't have to put it in the memo. Yeah. And Comey made very clear that he was investigating everyone. He said that he testified. Everyone was under investigation. He wasn't willing to rule out Trump, and he said that under oath. So
right, but
I
think that's why. I think they think they're slick about putting it
well,
in.
Well, the point is they're not slick, and nobody's fallen for it. And
okay,
by the way, thank you for that point about that we won on the CRA methane rule. It's really important. We just won a big environmental challenge in the Senate. So thank you to Senator McCain and Collins and Graham for joining the Democrats to vote against that. Thanks for your call, Liz. I want to get to my last caller real quick. Jake on line four in Eureka. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Hey, Mark. I believe an appropriate choice for the next director of the FBI would be Kamala Harris, who's currently the only African-American woman in the United States Senate. She's California's former attorney general. And the FBI has a hard time recruiting people because has a reputation of being an old boys network. For instance, 2/3 of FBI employees are white men. Most of those are conservative white men. And just the FBI director, the list of FBI directors over the decades has been one conservative white man after another.
No
time
question.
To break the mold. And
I'll
Kamala
you,
Harris will make an excellent FBI director.
I think she'd be a great choice. I also think as a sitting Democratic United States Senator, that ain't going to be where they go. But I do think someone like Sally Yates, who is not African-American but is a woman, but that's not the reason. It's got nothing to do with it. Sally Yates is someone who's worked for 27 years under both administrations. Isn't a Democrat or Republican, but just a dedicated public servant who's non-political and frankly showed her willingness to stand up on behalf of the Constitution. I think it did a fantastic job when Ted Cruz was challenging her. Someone like that, I think, would be an inspired choice. There are others as well, and certainly bringing a little color and a little gender diversity in the FBI is not a bad thing. But the heart of it, the most important thing, is to hire someone who's not connected with Republicans or Democrats. Someone of unimpeachable integrity. And yes, despite all this cynicism, I believe that those Americans still exist. And many of them serve us in law enforcement. This is Mark Levin. Post any comments at marklevintalk.com. And I'll talk to you on Monday.